This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Mary Louise Kelly, in for Steve Inskeep. Members of Congress are home in their districts for the two-week spring recess, but politics goes on. In this case, presidential politics. Over the weekend, a couple of potential Republican candidates were appealing to voters. Both have some experience in reality TV. First, Sarah Palin. She addressed a Tea Party rally in Madison, Wisconsin, site of the battle between unions and Republican Governor Scott Walker. As Wisconsin Public Radio's Sean Johnson reports, Palin said Republicans in Washington could use a little of Walker's courage.
This was not an altogether friendly crowd for Sarah Palin. While Tea Party supporters cheered Palin up front, they were flanked on three sides by union supporters, who booed throughout her speech. But Palin told the crowd she was here because it was where the battle for the country is being fought.
This is where the line has been drawn in the sand, and I am proud to stand with you today in solidarity.
Palin says Governor Scott Walker and Republicans in the Wisconsin legislature deserve credit for standing up to public employee unions and curbing their bargaining rights.
That's courage, and that's integrity. And you know, that's something that's sorely missing in the Beltway today.
Sarah Palin attacked President Obama for what she labeled his big government agenda, but she saved some of her sharpest words for Republican leaders, blasting them for reaching a deal with the president to cut $38 billion in spending. Rebecca Congo of Madison was among the counter-protesters chanting, "Go home, Sarah." While Tea Party supporters cheered Palin on, Congo called her an outside agitator.
I don't really understand why she was here. This is kind of our issue, not Alaska's issue.
This rally was at the site of those held by union supporters, drawing as many as 100,000 people. Saturday's crowd to both cheer and boo Sarah Palin was as vocal, but much smaller. For NPR News, I'm Sean Johnson in Madison.